Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. I won't say that you missed me or I missed you, but I will say I'm just happy that we're together again. We're back in the same place. We're back here on the Steel Curtain Network, a part of Fans First Network, and you get to be a part of the week that was with D-Love Sports, okay? Listen, we have a ton of things to get through for this week, and with the draft coming at the end of the month, with all rumors swirling, let's get down to some visits. I'm going to list some visits that the Pittsburgh Steelers had this week. I am probably going to butcher at least one guy's name, and I apologize in advance. And the Pittsburgh Steelers, we know the holes that they have. They're obvious, especially at the center position. So let's go down this list of guys that had some type of visit with the Pittsburgh Steelers this week. We have Adonai Mitchell, Texas wide receiver, Troy Fontenot, offensive tackle for Washington. Jackson Power Johnson, JPJ. We know that name and we know it very, very well. The center from Oregon. Blake Fisher, offensive tackle from Notre Dame. Tyler Guyton, I think that's how you say it, offensive tackle for Oklahoma. Christian Boyd, defensive tackle from Northern Iowa. Zach Frazier, center from West Virginia. Beanie Bishop, cornerback from West Virginia. Cooper Dejean, one of those, cornerback for Iowa, cornerback. Corner from Iowa. Ladd McConkey, wide receiver from Georgia. That's what I have here. I am sure that there are some more visits that I didn't capture or that were not disclosed. Or just, you know, we all missed over. But that's fine because, you know, at the end of the day, we have to wait for the draft. The draft is going to tell us what transpired and who was available at the time Pittsburgh picked and the needs that they had at the time that if these guys are available. So again, you guys know how I feel about mock drafts. I just don't do it. I'm not a big fan. And, you know, show me a guy that got it all right and I'll deem him king of mock draftery. Before I get into the whole rumor mill of things, let's just talk about some things that absolutely happened before we just start gossiping. We like to gossip. We like a little gossip. There's nothing wrong with that. But let's get into the actual factuals today. First things first, the kicker, Matt Wright. We've had a relationship with him in the past. He was re-signed to the Pittsburgh Steelers. When I say re-signed, like he was under contract before, but just in the past, we've had dealings with him. Nothing alarming here. This was totally protocol, totally something to help alleviate the strains and pressures and overuse of Chris Boswell as we head into OTAs and practices and training camp. Matt Wright will be a part of the roster, and he will be essentially auditioning for another team. Okay? Okay. Nothing to see here, so don't get alarmed. One of our guys, Miles Boykins, he signed a deal with the New York Giants. Congratulations to him. Of course, he was a free agent this year, and the Steelers did not re-sign him. I think he did really, really good on special teams, so I hope he has a great chance in New York to shine out there. Levi Wallace, it looks like he had a visit with the Broncos. No news on him signing with anyone. Of course, he was also a free agent, and the Pittsburgh Steelers have not re-signed him, so he went to go see the Broncos. We'll see if he gets a deal done here soon. I don't even know why I still talk. Look, there's nothing against this man, but Chase Claypool, he's always going to be on the radar of the Pittsburgh Steelers, I think because of the whole trade situation and what they got for him. And anyway, but still, he had a visit with the Seattle Seahawks. So we'll see if that happens. There was like rumors swirling about him playing for the Canadian Football League. We all know that he's Canadian. So if you love football, you want to play football, I don't care what league. If you get an opportunity, you get an opportunity. So play. But best of luck to him and whoever signs him. The big deal of the week, the big, big deal of the week. And if you saw any of my videos, I did try to, you know, snooze with, or schmooze, I should say, with Josh Allen during the Pro Bowl. And I know, look, he did re-sign with the Jacksonville Jaguars for a price that I know for a fact. Omar Khan is like, ha, 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 yeah, right, I would never. 5 years, $150 million, and 88. Did you hear me? 88. 88 was a good year, but $88 million guaranteed. Congratulations to that man and his family. Josh Allen secured the bag. And at this point, he's the real Josh Allen out there in Duval. He's the only Josh Allen out there in Duval with that price tag. There's some sad news in the football community. OJ Simpson, as we know, passed away this week at the age of 76 from prostate cancer. I do not care what side of the, I don't care what side of the OJ train you're on. This man lost his life to a prominent issue or disease, cancer, prostate cancer. So I would encourage you, I will use this moment to encourage the men out there to make sure they are doing what they need to do to properly screen for this, because prostate cancer is extremely common. It is freakishly too common. And so I will use this opportunity not to talk about what side you are when it comes to the person of OJ, but just be very, very mindful and cautious of checking your prostate, ladies and gentlemen. Women, encourage the men in your lives to go get it done, and men, you know, do your due diligence, because it's looming out here. It's more common than you think. So we all know OJ from playing football and his rise to fame and essentially his fall. But at the end of the day, he's no longer with us. And sending condolences to his children and his family. Now that I have my little health spiel, you know, hey, let's get into some gossip. Let's get into some rumors. We'll start with the biggest of them all, like just the biggest dramatic guy of them all, Antonio Brown. He started with the whole Justin Simmons chatter. And look, you guys know how I feel about Justin Simmons. If you've been listening to me, I've wanted Justin Simmons since the Denver Broncos decided to let him loose. And here's why. I want him. We can definitely use a three safety, a couple safety combo in our defenses. We are typically a safety heavy team. So I am all aboard a Justin Simmons signing. I've never left the train. I've told you they were working on a deal. And I'm not telling you that they're not working on the deal. I just, look, what needs to happen is Justin needs to get a comfortable number and the Pittsburgh Steelers need to be comfortable with the number. It's really a numbers game right now with them, and we'll see what happens. So that was a rumor spit out by Antonio Brown and the CTE network or whatever it's called now. But I just want to say, if they can come to agreement with a good number for both sides, I still think this is a match made in Steelers safety heaven. Would love to have them. Now we get to talk about this Brandon Ayuk situation. It is expanded because everyone has found out that he no longer follows the 49ers. I told you in the past, love his team, love what they're doing. They are putting the pressure on the San Francisco 49ers to pay this man what he wants. Apparently, it's not happening. It's not happening at the pace he would like and probably at the price he wants. So what? Now the rumors again are swirling around Brandon Ayuk and the Pittsburgh Steelers yet again. And if you've been paying attention to the Steel Curtain Network, they have been keeping you abreast of the information that they have. So I'm going to tell you this. Again, the Steelers will slide that piece of paper across the table and say, this is what we're willing to give you for Brandon Ayuk. And the 49ers will flip that piece of paper over and they will look at that piece of paper and say, deal or no deal. And they will either slide that piece of paper back and say, come back with something better, or they will take that piece of paper and, you know, and make it work. So that's really where I think the Steelers are still going to, you know, do what they can. But you know they're going to lowball the 49ers. It's just the way they operate. So as the price comes down for Brandon, because the more his antics increase, the more they're going to have pressure to either make a deal or get rid of him. And if he doesn't want to be there, then hey, the price to me gets lowered for the Pittsburgh Steelers. So we'll see how it all pans out. I know the 49ers fans don't want to hear it, but it is what it is. Get the man a deal. We saw what happened with Debo. It worked out for Debo. We'll see if it happens. It works out for Brandon for the 49ers. If not, hey, he is more than welcome to come to Pittsburgh. Just don't know how much guaranteed money you're going to get in the future, my guy. That's all. That's all I'm saying. And hey, look, he might change the game over here. Make it competitive for George. You know, I don't know. I like it. But I still think that they're going to be leaning on their history of drafting really good wide receivers. So we'll see. Like I said, if that number on that piece of paper, what they're willing to give up for Brandon, is not good enough for the 49ers, I think the Pittsburgh Steelers say, okay, we're good. Have a good day. Somebody else can play this game with you. Not too many people can out-con Omar Khan, you know what I'm saying? So we did talk about the guys that had official visits. What I do want to talk to you now, as the draft is approaching, we have about 13 confirmed guys that will be attending the draft. And I'll go through the list here. We got Terrion Arnold, cornerback from Alabama, Jaden Daniels, quarterback from LSU, Marvin Harrison Jr., wide receiver from Ohio State, J.C. Latham, I think I said that wrong, O-lineman from Alabama, Latu. I said that wrong too. D lineman for UCLA. Drake May, we know him from North Carolina, the quarterback from North Carolina. Quinnen Mitchell, cornerback from Toledo. We know that school as well. Malik Nabers, wide receiver from LSU. Rome Odunzi, I said that wrong too. Wide receiver, Washington. I apologize, guys. Darius Robinson, D line from Missouri. Bryant Thompson Jr., wide receiver from LSU. Dallas Turner, linebacker from Alabama, and the infamous Caleb Williams, quarterback from USC. So those are the guys that will be there. You guys can fight amongst yourself. Everyone thinks Caleb's going one, and two through whatever is on you. Maybe Jaden will be the next quarterback off the board, but people are talking about Drake May, and that's where I scratched my head. So they got three quarterbacks that will be at the draft, and I will be there as well. So I'm super excited to see what all the commotion is going to be about in Detroit. You could argue amongst yourselves as well of why the number is 13 and not higher. I don't know, but we'll see. And I wish these guys the best. It's an amazing experience, and it's a life-changing experience, and them and their families get to be part of something special. And hopefully all of these guys get picked in the first round, because no one likes to sit there and not have their name called, and nobody has a suit for day two. So, you know, you one and done, okay? You got to get picked on day one if you're showing up. Lastly, I will leave you with this. Hines Ward, he has agreed to become Arizona State's next wide receivers coach. We love Hines Ward. He is going to be a Steeler legend forever. He should be a Hall of Famer. I don't know why they haven't put that man in the Hall of Fame yet, but whatever. And of course, you know, I'm a UFL now / XFL girl, and he was a head coach with the XFL just last season with the Brahmas. And I'm excited for him. Good luck over there in Arizona State. And while we're on the topic of UFL, shout out to the DC Defenders. If you have not watched any UFL ball, please tune in. The DC Defenders managed to come back from a 10-point deficit with 2 minutes and, I believe, 8 seconds on the clock and with one possession left. So if you all know that's possible in the UFL, it is not possible in the NFL with one possession to be able to score, convert a 2-point conversion, and then convert a 4th and 12, retain possession, retain the possession, and then get your team in field goal range to win the game. That's exactly what happened with Jordan Taiamu and the DC Defenders. So I'm encouraging you. It's exciting. It's super exciting. I am encouraging you to check out that league. It is definitely a league full of excitement. I mean, you never know what could happen at the end of the game. This is probably the second. This is the second 4th and 12 conversion of the season that ended up in the team winning in the last seconds of the game. So check it out. Let me know what you think. Again, I am D Love Sports. You can catch me here every week for the week that was on the Steel Curtain Network, a part of the Fans First Networks. Follow me online. I am always on Twitter. I will always call it Twitter. You can call it X, but follow me online, D Love Sports. And let's talk. See y'all.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.